Welcome to installment two of our conversation with Vance Stevens, which took place at TESOL Philadelphia. In this podcast, Vance speaks to the importance of community of practice when teachers want to innovate and apply new learning technologies. As the father of Webheads and Webheads in Action, Vance has demonstrated that his approach to online community building works. Our client group of teachers work in under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress these days. There have been cutbacks to programs, sometimes programs eliminated altogether. There's been a loss of paid release time for professional development. Often they have non-functioning language labs and maybe perhaps administrators that don't really support the integration of technology. What could community of practice mean to people working in that kind of situation who want to integrate technology but don't have the network of support that you've created?
All that they need, they want to do it, and that's where community practice helps you to do what you want to do despite the obstacles. So if you want to do it, I'm sure they must have networked devices somewhere, you know. So, people are using mobile telephones and, just anything. Even if your work situation is less than ideal, if you want to learn from other teachers, it's very easy to interact with them. I mean, for example, the Webheads thing at noon on Sundays is a good start. We are always at a place called tappedin.org, and that's just one of many places, but there are other groups you can join. You could get involved in Classroom 2.0, which is a name. You can Google these things. Nellie Deutsch is doing a lot of getting teachers together online through WizIQ. There's iTunes U. There's so many opportunities. It's not so much the opportunities. What you need to do is find other teachers who are willing to take the time and be patient with you. And as we were talking earlier, respond to your just-in-time learning.
Answer a question or solve a problem just when you need it.
Yes, that's right. I need to do this. What can I do? Yeah. How can I? Or I need some ideas. You can just interacting with people. We have various ways of interacting. One is our Yahoo group. So people are constantly contacting me and asking me questions I can't answer on Skype or something like that. And I say, well, write the Webheads, and they write and then get an answer right away, So there's 1,000 people there on that list that are just quite willing to help one another.
So what's the secret to getting a community of practice started then? I mean, if we're talking just about Ontario or...
Mm-hmm. Well, I mentioned earlier that one way we used to do it in a place where I was working before, the one with Amethyst, we had the teachers present to one another, and so we just carved out a bit of time where the teachers could do presentations. It kind of works like that with students. For example, I'm teaching my students Prezi right now, which is they all look at it and say, but what you do is you post their result so that, and then you sort of elevate, look at this one, you give someone some attention, he's done this, he becomes a model for the other students, so you can do this with if you sort of reward successes, and you'll find that people will surprise you with their creativity, and then they'll surprise everybody, they'll surprise their peers, they'll become cult heroes, I think that's the kind of stuff that we try to pull. We try to create opportunities for people to shine like that.
And they become the agents of change, so to speak.
Yes, that's right. And as we were talking earlier, it has to be bottom up. It can't be top down. You can't have just in case learning. It has to be. You have to let the teachers organize it themselves. I mean, for example, Learning Together is a wiki. So theoretically, anybody can join the wiki and write themselves in. So that's one way you could start it. You could start a wiki or a Ning or something that would. A space for your teachers to interact in, but then give it to them and don't try to, you know, just let them develop it, and then, or ask someone to do it, or find someone who looks interested in doing that kind of thing, and maybe they'll start a community. But, you know, it's very difficult, actually, in my own work situation. I'm very careful to try not to suggest that I know how to do things and they don't, you know. And everything you have to do, that's what makes it so slow, is you can't really, you can't come at it like, I know how you should be doing this. You know, is you've got to create opportunities for people to, you know, show what they know and what they can create. So how you do that in your particular situation, I don't really know. But you said they have that ingredient, they want to know, they want to learn, yeah. So.
This podcast comes to you from the Learn IT to Teach project. The project is funded by the Government of Canada through Citizenship and Immigration Canada. Thank you for listening.